Well, I went to church last Sunday so I could sing and pray. Something quite unusual happened on that day. The church, it started right on time, just like it does without a doubt. And everything was all just fine. He said, it came time to let us out. You know, the preacher, he kept preaching. He told us, I have one more thing to say. Children, before you think of leaving, you better think about the judgment day. And now everyone got nervous, because everyone was hungry too. And everyone was wondering what was the next thing he would do. And the preacher, he kept preaching. He said, now I'll remind you, if I may, you all better pay attention. I decided to preach all day. Everyone was getting so hungry that the old one started feeling ill, and the weak one started passing out. The young ones, they could not sit still, and the preacher's voice rose high. So I snuck up to the balcony and I crept into the choir, and I begged him, brothers, sisters, help me please. I said, when I give you a signal, I said, when I raise up my hands, won't you please join with me together? Praise the Lord, I have a plan. Preaching, he kept preaching. How long is a struggle hard to fight? And I pray, Father, please forgive me. I stood up and with all my might I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now it's to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. Yes, and I did give the signal. Yes, and I raised up my hands. Join with me the choir. Every woman, a child, and man, I sang to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Now listen to what the preacher said. Now to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. And the preacher, he stopped preaching, and a hush the church did fill. And then a great white dove from up above landed on the windowsill. And the dove flew down beside him, a fork appeared right in his hand. With everybody watching, the preacher ate that bird right there. And then now everyone got really nervous. The preacher, he did start to glow. And as we watched on in disbelief, these were the words he spoke.
I said, remember
it's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. He said, to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go.
And the moral of this story, children, it is plain but true. God knows if a preacher preaches long enough, even he'll get hungry too. And he'll say,
to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. He said, to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. He said, to the Lord, let praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. Some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher says. He said,
to the Lord, let praise be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher says.
Some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. He said, to the Lord, praises be. It's time for dinner now, let's go. We
got some beans and some good cornbread. Listen to what the preacher said. He said, to the Lord, praises be. It's time for dinner now. Let's